Imagination. There's now a digital archive of Irish graves, a development which makes it somewhat easier to research family history. It's called the Historic Graves Project, and we're joined now by archaeologist Jacinta Kiley. Jacinta, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Could you describe to us what is the Historic Graves Project and what's the aim of it?
Well, we're an archaeological company, and a couple of years ago, one of our partners, John Tierney, had an idea for, I suppose, presenting the results of a number of surveys that had been done over the last, well, I don't know, for as long as people are doing surveys. And the idea is that we train community groups to undertake surveys of historic graves, and then that these are uploaded onto a website which was designed and built by in-house by us, by Maurizio Toscano. And then it means it's searchable. So you can register a graveyard and then you survey the graveyard with a bit of training from us, and the results then are uploaded. Now, I suppose the important thing for us at the moment is we have just completed 2 years' work in the Cork area, so we've just made a submission to the archives in the County Library of over 20,000 headstones, about 125 historic graves. Now, the work was a collaboration between us and about 400 people from a variety of communities all across County Cork, and it's an initiative that's been funded by some of the leader companies, so IRD Duhallow, Ballyhara, West Cork and CCAD have all participated.
By surveying a graveyard, do you mean that people go in and take photographs of each individual graveyard?
Oh yeah, absolutely, and I think that's where the archaeology comes in, is that we have a methodology, so you go in the gate of the graveyard and literally you start in a particular corner and you number the first headstone, and then in a methodical way each of the visible headstones in the graveyard is assigned a number, and then the second that forms the first part of it, a sketch plan then accompanies that, so you can see the relative location of each one of the numbers headstones. The second part of it then is the using, I suppose, modern technology, a digital camera with the GPS function, so that each one of the graves then exists as an individual entity in its own right with the GPS coordinates attached, so that if you are looking for a particular grave you can download a photograph, go to that graveyard and it'll take you to almost to the to the spot. And then the third part of it is once the numbering sketch plan and photographs are taken, then we do a reading of each of the inscriptions, and that's uploaded then to in attached to the photographs on the website.
And would there, presumably in the graveyard there are also records of these people and where they're buried, or is that not necessarily always the case?
No, it's never the case. Even with the modern county council records, which only exist since the 1930s, often what those registers will say is Jacinta Kiley died such and such a time, buried in the northwest corner of the graveyard. Now maybe the very modern cemeteries have a plan attached, but I don't know that they do either. It's very difficult to find, you know, to find the precise location of a headstone or a memorial, which is, I suppose, which is why our system, you know, there's nothing new about surveying graveyards, but what's new about this is that it's a very nice cooperative venture between communities and interested local bodies and funding authorities and professional archaeologists, in terms of trying to sort of approach it in a more scientific way. And then because the results are uploaded into a website, the Historic Graves website, then it's a searchable database. Anybody can go on, anybody can look, anybody can add information as well once the graveyard is registered. So it's not just, you know, it's not like, I suppose, surveys tended to be long ago. It was, you know, there was a beginning, a middle, and then it was ended, where this is something that we would encourage people to keep adding either text or audios or videos to each of the individual memorials.
For, you know, for very old headstones, it's sometimes difficult to read what's on them. Is there software you can use to try and make that a bit clearer?
No, there's a really easy thing to do, and that is to buy a torch, a very powerful torch with a concentrated light with about 200 LED in the head of it. And then what you do is you shine that at a 90 degree angle to the headstone, and with a lot of practice, and usually two or three people, because it helps then to have somebody standing back while somebody is holding. So you really, what you're doing is you're using a light source, and that works very well, particularly on a cloudy day. The other thing that can work well, though people don't like to be in graveyards at night time, is if you use the light source dark.
It would be clearer then.
It would lead to a lot of you know, a lot of stories about activity in the graveyard.
The, and as a resource for people then, it presumably then it's useful.